Understanding Behavior Intervention Plans, BIP, a parent guide. Funding for the Supporting Language Access in Schools project in Missouri, provided by the Missouri Developmental Disabilities Council, was supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $1,361,246, with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of, nor an endorsement by, ACL-HHS or the U.S. government. What is a Behavior Intervention Plan, BIP? A behavior intervention plan is a written plan designed to help a student replace challenging behaviors with positive ones. It contains strategies, supports, and interventions that teachers and staff will use to help your child succeed at school. A BIP may also include strategies that you can use at home to help your child. Does every student who receives special education services have a BIP? No. BIPs are developed for individual students who may benefit from them. BIPs may also be developed for students who do not receive special education services.
Why might my child need a BIP?
A BIP is created when a student's behavior consistently interferes with their learning or the learning of other students and has not improved with typical supports. For example, a BIP may benefit a student who refuses to complete schoolwork daily, or a student who consistently attempts to leave the classroom or school building without permission. How is a BIP different from typical classroom behavior rules? While classroom rules apply to all students, a BIP is individualized. It's built around the student's specific needs and reasons for their behavior. It provides tailored supports, helping the student learn alternative, more appropriate behaviors. Who develops the BIP? If a student receives special education services, the IEP team develops the BIP. Depending on the situation, the BIP may be written during the annual IEP meeting or added to the IEP. Parents are part of the IEP team and need to be included in this process. If a student does not receive special education services, a student support team typically develops the plan. How is a BIP developed? Before writing a BIP, the school conducts a Functional Behavioral Assessment, FBA. This assessment helps identify what the behavior looks like, when and where it happens, why it occurs, its function, such as escaping a task, gaining attention, or sensory needs. The BIP is then created based on FBA results and includes prevention strategies, teaching new skills, and positive reinforcement methods. What does a comprehensive BIP include? A well-developed BIP should describe the target behavior clearly. What behavior needs to be reduced or replaced? Identify circumstances that start or promote the behavior. Things or situations that seem to start or worsen the behavior. List positive strategies to prevent problem behaviors. Teach replacement or coping skills. Include specific rewards or reinforcements for positive behavior. Describe how staff should respond when problem behavior occurs. Define how progress will be measured and reviewed. How can I support the BIP at home? You can. Use consistent language and expectations across home and school. Communicate regularly with your child's teachers about what's working. Reinforce positive behaviors in daily routines. Celebrate small improvements. Consistency and encouragement matter. How will I know if the BIP is working? You should receive updates through progress reports, meetings, or daily communication logs. If the behavior is improving, the plan may be adjusted to focus on maintaining progress. If not, the team will review data and revise the plan as needed. What if I disagree with the BIP or think it's not effective? You have the right to request a team meeting at any time to revisit or revise the plan. You can ask for a review of the data. Request additional support or updates to strategies. Share what's working or not working at home.